It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
And we're joined by head softball coach Kaylee Ness on the CSC Sports Journal podcast this week. And really excited to get into the softball chat, learn more about the team that we're going to see this week taking on the MSU Denver Roadrunners. Coach, good to have you with us. Long road trip you just came off of at New Mexico Highlands. Hopefully you've been able to get some rest since that long bus ride a few days back.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, thanks for having me. And you know, Highlands is one of the further trips, but, you know, we leave that weekend being really proud of some of the adjustments that the team made against Highlands. And obviously we're disappointed that we couldn't get the sweep, but I think that going 3-1 against them on the road, you know, did a lot to build the team's confidence and get us some momentum going to our weekend against Metro.
Yeah, let's dive into the New Mexico Highlands series a little bit. Some competitive games, especially in the final two. Take us through what you really liked about that series, seeing from your team, and how you were able to pick up three crucial road wins in conference. Always a difficult task on the road to win a series.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that we saw this weekend that put us in the best opportunity to win was our pitching staff. I think the biggest thing in all the games that we've had prior to is that we've just been a little bit inconsistent in finding the strike zone and putting runners on base, whether that's by a walk or hit by pitch. And so we've been allowing other teams too many opportunities to have bases or get extra bases. And we haven't really allowed our defense to play behind them. And, you know, I'm sure if anyone's kind of looked at our stats, we do have a really strong defense and a defense that we're really proud of. And if we can get our pitchers to play to the strength of that and knowing that the pitchers don't have to carry it all on their own, we don't need them to strike everyone out, that we just need ground balls or fly balls, that, you know, the defense will come through for them. And so our pitchers really did an amazing job doing exactly that, letting our defense work, keeping us in games to where when our hitters were struggling, that we got extra innings and extra opportunities for our hitters to come around and score them runs. So I think the biggest takeaway from this weekend was how crucial our pitching staff was and how exciting it was to see them start to apply all the things that we've kind of been working on the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And Tia Cole last year showed us before the COVID cancellation in mid-March how strong she could be, and she's up there in your rotation. You've also got a new pitcher that's in that rotation in Peyton Propp, and maybe tell us a little bit about Tia and Peyton and what they've been able to accomplish through the season and how they're improving and what you'd like to see, you know, from them as you move forward going ahead. This pitching in the RMAC is so crucial.
It is. And, you know, the RMAC in general for softball is such, you know, a dominant conference in hitting. So it's really crucial to have a pitching staff that can try to keep the runs, you know, to a minimum. And so I guess with the consistency thing, that's kind of what's been our biggest downfall so far this season, is that they just weren't performing to their capability because both are extremely talented and both have very good accuracy and very good movement. And unfortunately, we struggled to adjust to the umpire strike zones. I think, you know, it's hard coming back from not pitching for a full year and seeing outside competition and trying to re-get the mental mindset on how to, you know, attack these hitters again and having the confidence in doing it when you haven't been able to see outside competition for so long. So like I kind of touched on earlier, it's been so exciting for us to see the pitchers really start to come into their own. And they're out there and they're fun to watch right now because they're excited for their team. They're doing their job and they're having a good time. And so we're really excited to see, you know, them continue to progress and continue to build off of what we did this past weekend because it is crucial for us not to allow other teams opportunities to score runs that, you know, don't have any business being on base, whether that's with a walk or hit by pitch. Those runs always come back to bite you, and that's kind of what we've seen in the past.
Eagle softball coach Kaylee Ness with us on the CSC Sports Journal show and podcast this week. You alluded a little bit into the long layoff from the COVID situation, Coach. And, you know, about a year ago at this time, we were just wrapping things up against CSU Pueblo here at home and a lot of uncertainty going on with the season. And then, boom, all of a sudden the news came about the season being canceled. Do you remember, you know, looking back, I guess, a year to that point, Can you tell us, you know, what it feels like now to look back at that and realize just how kind of crazy that situation was and what you remember about that time, you know, and then how really COVID has affected you guys over the past year? Take us through all that if you can.
Yeah, so, you know, kind of reflecting, because it wasn't, you know, that long ago that it was exactly a year ago that our season got canceled, and it was one of those things where everything was so unknown. No one really knew what was going on. No one knew what was going to happen. And, you know, I remember sitting there and, you know, telling the team that we no longer were going to have a season. And it was heartbreaking. You know, it was really, really hard.
Yeah.
You know, the team felt like they were in a really good place. We, you know, had kind of started getting that momentum to, you know, where we wanted to see the team. They were going in the right direction. You know, we thought the team had a really good preseason last year, beating some nationally ranked teams, and, you know, was really going to do something extremely special. So it was really hard. And I think it's been challenging for everyone. You know, it wasn't just CSU softball. It wasn't just softball. It's, you know, everyone's been affected by it in one way, shape, or another, and some much worse than others. And so I think this year we're just so grateful that we get the opportunity to go out and play the sport that we love with the people that, you know, we love doing it with. And I think that makes all the changes and all the extra regulations 100% worth it, because we just want to be out on the field. And, you know, even though it might look a little bit different and there's some extra hoops that everyone has to jump through, I'm really proud because our girls have just been so willing to do whatever it is that they need to do. And whether it's, you know, they have to get the weekly COVID tests, or they have to do the symptoms screening every single day, or they might have to quarantine if they came in contact, or we might have had a couple weeks cut short because we were still trying to figure out, you know, what everything looks like. The girls have done a great job dealing with all the different challenges and have really done an amazing job at doing everything they can, not only to keep themselves safe, but all those around them, because I think with everything going on, that's the number one goal, right, is to make sure everyone stays safe and healthy, and all your loved ones stay safe and healthy, and then getting to play softball on, you know, with it and still being able to go to school. That's just, you know, that's the added bonus, is getting to play the game.
Yeah, it is safety, certainly the number one name of the game, if you will, right now. And fortunately, getting in already 20 games in your season, Coach, and a lot of home games coming up here this year as you try to chase down an RMAC playoff spot. You've got 7 wins early on here in the year. How would you, you know, assess things at this point based on maybe what your expectations were coming in, factoring in COVID things that took an effect on the team? How would you say things have gone so far overall with where you sit at 7 wins?
I think as a team, we've had a lot of really strong highs and we've had some lows in our performance. You know, I would say that we have a very young and talented team. And with that, you know, we struggle to be consistent. You know, we struggle to be consistent in all three phases of the game, whether that's defense or pitching or hitting. It seems like we might have one or two, but we're missing that third one, and that third one's crucial that day. And so, I think it makes it that much more important that we're able to put all those things together, or at least 2 of the 3, and then hope that it's strong enough to get that third one to come around during those series, which is kind of like what we touched about, which was exactly what we saw in Highlands. Defense was there and pitching was there, and our hitters struggled. But because our pitchers and our defense were so strong, we were able to go into extra innings that allowed our hitters to come through and score runs. So I think the sooner that we can get all 3 of those going in the right direction, the better it's going to be. And it's going to be tough. I mean, they changed the tournament this year from allowing 8 teams to only allowing 6. So it's going to be tough for a lot of teams because, you know, that's quite a drop, you know, from what we're used to in the previous years. So it's going to be tough, but having the ability to watch the team and how hard they work and know what they're capable of, we're very optimistic that if they – you know, continue to improve and do all the things that they need to do that we can make it to that postseason play, which is exciting.
Have they altered the tournament in terms of where it's going to be played this year, Coach? Is it still at that number one seed, or have they selected a site? Downtown Denver would be the first one that came to mind, maybe at Metro. Have they made changes in that regard, too, in addition to the 8 down to 6?
As far as I know, they haven't made that decision at all. I'm sure as we get closer, it'll be something that's talked about. But it wouldn't surprise me if they just kept that the same, that the number one team, if they're capable of hosting, will host that tournament.
Okay. It'll be interesting to chase down that playoff spot, too, like you mentioned, with two fewer spots this year to get into the tournament. But you mentioned the young and talented players this team has, just full of them. And new this year, Jesse Henchensky. Hope I said that one right, Coach. Tell us about her and what your second leading hitter has shown you early on. I'm excited to see Jessie out there this week and playing.
Yeah, so Jessie, you know, she's an absolute joy to have on the team. She is someone who works extremely hard every single day. She's probably one of the most selfless people in terms of whatever the team needs, she'll do. If that means that she gets a bunt down, she gets the bunt down. If that means she needs to advance the runners, she advances the runners. And, you know, when we had a couple injuries happen and things like that, Jessie was someone that stepped up. She actually was originally a third baseman for us. But when we needed someone to kind of step up in that role in the outfield, you know, she completely ran with it. She unfortunately didn't even get the opportunity to practice out there. It was not even really a whole, you know, conversation that we really had with her. It was game day and I needed someone to be in the outfield, and based off of her performances and what she had in those moments, I thought that she would be the best fit to do that. And she's completely ran off with that advantage, and she is she's seen a lot of success, and we're proud of her because she is young, but she's extremely smart. She understands the game. She can read the defense. She can understand how many bases she can get. And so she's going to be big for us and our success.
I love that story, Coach, about just saying, hey, I need somebody to go out in the outfield. Jessie, it's you today. Sometimes it's better to not know and just not be able to outthink yourself worrying about what's going to happen, right? Just kind of get out there, see what happens, and react. And it looks like you said she's really had the success just kind of being putting out there and letting it fly.
Yeah, she did a great job. We were on the road. We were finishing up that series against UCCS, and it was, you know, game time, and I had to pull Mac in to be behind the plate because unfortunately our Bailey Rominger, who was catching for us, had an injury and she wasn't able to continue. And so I just called Jessie over and I said, Jessie, I need you to play outfield, and this is an opportunity for you to have a starting spot, and she completely ran off with it. So I couldn't be more proud of her.
Yeah, that's great. Kaylee Ness with us, Eagle softball head coach, as we look at the team getting ready for the Metro State Roadrunners coming into Chadron for a series Friday and Saturday here this week. You mentioned Rominger and Bailey, one of your returners from last year, and you know, before the injury, hitting the ball real efficiently, a .500 average up there at your team lead. You know, tell us about what Bailey's been doing to improve the offense, and hopefully we'll be able to get her back soon from the injury.
Yeah, so I think leading up to the season, Romy has worked really hard in just making some minor adjustments to her swing that we've kind of been working with her on. And I think the biggest thing that we've been having her focus on is just working on transferring her weight forward instead of up and out. Typically, her front hip causes her a little bit of problems that throws off her timing or causes her to lose a little bit of power. So once we kind of got consistency in that adjustment, we saw more power, we saw more consistency, and her being able to stay through the ball, through contact, which has been really exciting. It's been hard not having her. We haven't had her since really that first day of season we had her. I had her for a brief day after that, and that was about it. So we've definitely missed her in the lineup the past couple of weeks. But we're excited because she's been cleared to practice with us this week, and you know, she's going to be a little bit limited. You're not going to be able to see her behind home plate, but I do believe that we'll be able to have her in the lineup offensively at least, and I think that'll be really big for the team.
Yeah, certainly, certainly. And then with that Metro series coming up Friday and Saturday, they've always got a pretty solid team down in Denver. What do you know about this year's Roadrunner team that you're going to face? The one thing I saw is that they're on a pretty good hot streak, winning some games now.
They are. And Metro's always been a strong competitor in the RMAC. I don't think that I've ever seen them be towards the bottom in my years of experience here. But they always have a solid pitching staff, and that hasn't changed this year. And they always have pretty strong and disciplined hitters. So that makes it that much more crucial for our pitching staff to be able to hit their spots and get ahead in the count. If we can play towards our strengths and kind of work towards the hitter's weaknesses instead of being forced to throw pitches that we don't want to throw in order just to get strikes, I think we'll be in a good spot. I think that'll set us up and give us a good opportunity for success. I touched on it earlier about our defense. I think that our defense will hold tight and be behind the pitchers, which will be really beneficial for us. Someone that you'll see behind the plate who had her first starts was this past weekend. Her name was Sammy Conradi. She's a freshman, and she did a really good job. You know, I touched on Jesse being really game smart. Sammy's right there with her. She does a great job commanding the infield. She does a great job commanding the outfield on where they need to throw. She keeps the pitchers calm and relaxed and works with them and communicates extremely well. So I think Sammy's going to be really big for us behind the plate. In addition to that, she's got a strong arm, so I don't foresee Metro being able to steal on us a lot, which is something that they typically can do because they do have some faster runners as well. So if we can limit those extra bases, that'll be big for us as well.
Yeah, and the fan attendance policies for the weekend, Coach, fans are going to want to come out. Should be beautiful weather, it looks like, at this point, that we're going to want to watch your team. But there have been some changes at the CSC softball field. What can you tell fans that want to come out, how they can watch, where they can watch?
Yeah, so, you know, we're really blessed and grateful that we're even able to have fans at our games. So that's something that's really exciting for us. But as you mentioned, there are some adjustments that have had to be made. So the biggest thing is that we're just not allowing fans inside the facility. And so we're just instead asking everyone that wants to attend to sit in the outfield. There's a potential that some bleachers might be brought out there if the ground is solid enough for seating. Otherwise, bring your own chair or feel free to stand. But yeah, we'd love to have anyone who would love to come and support the team.
Always love to see things out in left field, that left field area with the barbecue grills and the fans and the tailgates of the trucks. I don't know that they can bring those vehicles out there right now because the field might be too soft, right, Coach? Do you have any idea if they're going to allow vehicles in that outfield area this week?
You know, I'm not positive. I would assume that if they allow the bleachers out there, that they'll probably allow the vehicles. But if they don't allow the bleachers, then it's probably still too soft for vehicles as well. So, I don't know that answer right now, but I can definitely, you know, reach back out to you, Dave, and then you can let everyone know as soon as I have an answer on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And fans, if you're coming up to the game, there will be some signage, I'm sure, too. And if you have to park and take your chair over there, do that. If you see the cars parked out there and it looks like things are okay and legit, then it's always a great scene to see fans out there catching Eagle home run balls over the left and center field wall. Coach Kaylee Ness with us today talking Eagle volleyball and previewing the series with Metro coming up on Friday and Saturday. Coach, great to visit with you. Excited to see the team this week. And thanks again for all the insights. Good luck against the Roadrunners.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I see the sign out front says Farmers State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmers State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmers State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Shadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Shadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Shadron State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.